Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. He said here, rahimahullah, فَإِذَا اسْتَمَرَّ بِهَا الدَّمُ فِي الشَّهْرِ الْأَوَّلِ فَإِنْ كَانَتْ مُعْتَادَةً فَحَيْضُهَا أَيَّامُ عِدَّتِهَا. Here he said, if her bleeding was continuous, such that it went into the next month, she should go according to her عادة if she has one. Here he said that if المستحاضة, we're talking about the mustahada that has chronic bleeding, doesn't stop. في الشهر الآخر, which is into the next month, يعني it continues into the next month. يعني it did not stop, it kept on going. Her ada came, her menses started. Then she continues bleeding until the following month. فإن كانت معتادة, here he said, if she's a person who has عادة, then she should go according to that. يعني for example, she got her menses, let's say it is 7 days, for example, 7 days, and used to come, for example, from the 5th day of the month to the 12th of the month, okay, from the same month. Now if the blood continues and she became a mustahada, then what happens? Every time from every month, from the 5th to the 12th, she does not what? Pray or fast, and she take the ruling of hayd. We're still talking about al-mustahada again, so we can understand the situation very well. A woman, her timing is from 5th of the month till the 12th of the month, 7 days. That's how she used to be before the istihada started. So she's got habit. She's got a habit. She knows from the 5th to the 12th, this is her hayd. And then what happened? She started al-istihada. The bleeding did not stop. Then what do we say to her? From the 5th to the 12th, this is your days of iddah. Then, you in those days, these are your days of menses, so in those days you do not pray, fast, or and so on. You take the hukum of hayd. And then after that, on the 12th, she has her ghusl, and then she prays and she makes wudu for every salat after the time starts. Now, here he said, rahimahullah, وَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ مُعْتَادًا وَكَانَ لَهَا تَمْيِيزٌ وهو أن يكون بعض دمها أسودا ثخينا وبعضه رقيقا أحمر فحيضها زمن الأسود الثخين. Here he said, if she has no عادة, then she should act according to تمييز, which is by examining the blood and by noticing whether some of the blood is dark black and thick, and whether some of it is red and thin. Her menstruation is when her blood is thick and dark. So here he's saying, if she doesn't have a عادة, she never built a عادة, then what happens? يعني, for example, a girl that she started her menses, the height, and kept on changing, and she doesn't have a correct عادة. She does not know what's her عادة. Then if she can distinguish the blood, then she follows the distinguish the blood. When the blood is thick and black, which take the characteristics of the menses blood, she follows that. When it turns to the other type of blood, which is the normal blood that comes out of the body, which is thin and red, this is the days she is in hayd. Otherwise, she is in istihada. When the hayd blood, the menses blood comes, then she is in the state of hayd. Regardless, when it goes, then she becomes, she follows the istihada. طيب. Now, we are moving according to what? To the book. Rahimahullah, what did he give priority to? Al-ada over what? The tamiz. Pay attention. He gave what? Priority to the ada over the tamiz. What does it mean? He said that al-mustahada, she follows her عادة, which is her habit. Now, if she does not have a ada, she goes to the second level, which is tamyiz. And some ulama used what? The tamyiz over the ada. And that is the more correct opinion. So if you have confusion in your mind, because sometimes you feel type, why the ada? But if a woman, she's already able to distinguish between the blood, why should she follow the ada? So the most correct opinion, which is qiyasan, according to analogy, the tamyiz, when the woman can distinguish between the types of blood, it is more and better than the ada. And especially the ada, normally it does not come regular on a certain day of the month. Some women every 4 weeks, and the ada changes. Yani the amongst the women, the ada changes. But the blood, the dalil, the evidence of the blood is stronger than the evidence of the ada. The evidence of the tamyiz, the distinguishing between the types of blood, is stronger than the ada. That's why we say, and wallahu a'lam, the correct opinion is she follow the blood and the thickness of the blood, and as we explained in the previous lectures, the characteristics of the blood. Now, if all her blood comes and hardly much difference between the two, what do we tell them? We tell them to follow the ada. So we follow the ada. Is this clear? Who did not understand it? It's not easy. Yeah? It's technical. The priority is for what? Tamyiz. Then if she cannot distinguish between the two types of blood, she moves to what? To ada. What is the ada? The habit. How many days usually she gets her menses. The following one, وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مُبْتَدَأَهْ. Look here now, he's giving you another issue. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مُبْتَدَأَهْ أَوْ نَاسِيَةً لِعِدَّتِهَا وَلَا تُمَيِّزْ وَلَا تَمْيِيزَ لَهَا فَحَيْضَتُهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَهْرٍ سِتَّةُ أَيَّامٍ أَوْ سَبْعَةٍ لِأَنَّهُ غَالِبُ عَادَةِ النِّسَاءِ. Here he said, if she was a مُبْتَدَأَهْ or forgot what her Ada was, and she cannot use tamyiz, then she should consider her menstruation to be 6 or 7 days for each month, as that is approximate average for most women. Tayyib. Another important point, rahimahullah, here he mentioned. He said, and if she is a mubtada'a, tayyib, what is mubtada'a? A beginner, yani she is a young girl who turned maturity by having her menses, she started the bleeding and continues to bleeding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure all the sick in our ummah. So she started the bleeding, and that bleeding did not stop. Or he said she had a habit but she forgotten. She had a ada and she forgotten. Something happened, forgotten. She went into coma and forgotten, or whatever is the reason. And she does not have tamyiz. So now we have problem. Tayyib. Then he said she takes 6 days or 7 days, because normally the woman between 6 to 7 days. Tayyib. And the dalil for 6 or 7 days as hadith Hamna bint Jahsh. Shuf, this hadith so important. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tahidi sit aw sabat ayyam. Fi ilmillah. 6 or 7 days in the knowledge of Allah. Then ikhtasili and so on. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to her, 6 or 7 days. 6 or 7 days. Tayyib. Now, there is a principle the ulama put. There is a principle the ulama put. And they said that she follows her likes, her family. Meaning, we have two issues here. The number of days and when those days are. The number of days and when those days are. The beginning, the middle of, or the end. We say, who's the closest sister or your mother? Or you ask your sister and your mother, and you see the majority in your family, 2 or 3 sisters and your mother. Or even the mother, if you don't want to yani explode the issue so the family members, no one knows, yani, and you only want to ask the mother, see the mother. If she says, I have haid 6 days, and normally it's the beginning of the month, She follows suit of her mother. And that is the closest, Allahu A'lam. Or her sister, if she doesn't have. Muhum, the important is the closest member in her family from the same, yes, from the same bloodline. Yes, from the same lineage this way. Most likely they are the same and they follow the same suit. طيب. And then she does that 6 to 7 days according to that. Here, rahimahullah, he said, وَالْحَامِلُ لَا تَحِيد إِلَّا أَن تَرَى الدَّمَ قَبْلَ وِلَادَتِهَا بِيَوْمٍ أَوْ يَوْمَيْنِ فَيَكُونُ دَمَ نِفَاسٍ. Here he said, a pregnant woman cannot menstruate unless she sees blood before the birth by 2 or 3 days, which will thus be considered to be nifas, postnatal bleeding. Here, rahimahullah, he said, the pregnant woman does not, لا تحيد. طيب, لا تحيد. So she does not get حيد. Meaning, if blood comes down on her in her time of pregnancy, the ulama, they said, هذا دم فساد. This is a blood of, this is a bad blood. And the dalil, Ruwaifi' radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forbade wat'ul amma, to have intercourse with the amma until she tahid, until she has her menses. This hadith, by the way, it is hasan, it is accepted. Here the ulama, they said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the sign of bara'atul rahim, that the rahim is empty and clean from pregnancy, is her hayd. So he said, if you have an amma, if you bought an amma, a slave girl, or you have an amma, do not tati'ha, do not sleep with her, do not have intercourse with her until she have a hayd, one hayda. Why? To make sure that she's not pregnant, because she could be pregnant from previous owner. He said, do not until tahid. So what did he make the Prophet ﷺ? The womb to be empty from hamal is the hayd. That means if she's pregnant, she does not have hayd. And that's why the ulama here, they understood from this hadith that the pregnant woman does not tahid, and any blood that comes, dam fasad. She removes it, wash herself, na ghusul, yani she wash the places, have wudu and pray normally. Here he said, rahimahullah, except if she sees the blood 1 day or 2 days before the pregnancy. Then he says what? If it is 1 day or 2 days before the pregnancy, it is postnatal bleeding. Then postnatal bleeding takes the same ruling as menses. But there is a juz'iyah, there is something important here we need to pay attention to. That how would she know 1 day or 2 days before she's going to put the baby? That's why ulama would say, if she gets contractions and bleeds with those contractions, then this is postnatal bleeding. But if she gets contractions and she does not bleed, she's still on a state of purity and she still has to pray. And she can remain fasting, just hypothetically if she's fasting. So, blood without contractions is considered as bad blood. Blood with contractions, considered postnatal bleeding. Wallahu alam. Now, before we go to chapter of nifas, which is I'll leave to next week, so already the time is late for me, I want to mention a few issues under that. Now, how does the woman know that her menses ended? That's important point. Her time of menses ended. From two ways. The first way, as in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, when the woman used to send her al-kursuf, pieces of cotton that has the resemblance of the hayd, to show whether the period has ended. Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to say, لا تستعجلنا حتى ترين القصة البيضاء. Do not haste until you see the white drops and discharge that comes out. Meaning, this is the first sign. Do not haste until the white discharge or the yellow discharge comes out from the womb. That means you ended. The second way is complete dryness. and the woman check with cotton. If it comes out dry with no black or blood at all, complete dryness, this is the second sign that the woman, her menses has ended. And then after that, whatever comes out, it is nothing except if it is blood of hayd. It is, should be disregarded as the hadith of Ummu Atiyah radiyallahu anha. She said, كُنَّا لَا نَعُدُّ الصَّفْرَةَ وَالْكَدْرَ بَعْدَ الْحَيْدِ شَيْئًا. We used to not consider the safra, يعني the yellow mucus, and the kadra, which comes out, little black things or yellow or brown things that come out after the hayd, mean after the hayd has ended with certainty, as nothing. So they used to consider him nothing. So after the woman proven, whether by the yellow discharge or by complete dryness, anything comes after that from lining or brown things or whatever, all that is not considered. The woman, yani, she can remove it and pray, make wudu and pray. Now, let's say just a couple of cases. Very important. A lot of women miss that. Let's say the woman got her menses, her haida, after Adhan of Dhuhr. The Dhuhr Adhan started. And she got her menses. What happens then? Once she finishes, she has to repray that Salat. Let's say she became piwa at Salat al-Isha. She has to pray Salat al-Maghrib and Salat al-Isha. Because they do combine, the two combined Salat. Let's say got her menses on Salat al-Dhuhr or Salat al-Asr. She didn't pray. What happened? She didn't pray. Then she needs to pray the Salat that she did not pray. Yani after 1 week? Yes, after 1 week. But what about the Salat when she was in her menses? She does not repray them. Only the Salat that came the time of it, but she didn't have the opportunity to pray it. Only the Salat that she had the time, but she didn't get the opportunity and got her menses, then she needs to do what? To pray it. Now, if she became piwa, pay attention to this, if she became piwa at Salat al-Isha, then she prays Maghrib and Isha, because they are Salat of combining the Salat, Salat al-Isha. Araft? If she became piwa Dhuhr time, then she only prays Dhuhr time. If she came piwa Asr time, then she prays Dhuhr and Asr, and that is the madhab of the Hanabila about the matter, and that is the correct opinion. Let's say the woman becomes piwa at the time, within the time, or before the time of Fajr. If it is before the time of Fajr, alhamdulillah, she has the ghusl, and she prays. When the Fajr comes, she prays only Fajr. At the time of Dhuhr, the same thing, she makes her ghusl, and she prays the Dhuhr. Now, at the time of Asr, and at the time of Isha, we'll read in a minute what Ibn Qudama from Al-Hanbali, rahimahullah, he said in the Mughni. In the Mughni, as I said to you in the first lesson, it is the biggest compilation in the Hanbali Madhab written by the Shaykh of the Madhab, which is Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah. As for Maghrib, she make her ghusl and prays Maghrib. She doesn't have to pray the prior ones. As if she becomes piwa, Asr time or Isha time, does she have to pray the Dhuhr and the Maghrib? This is what I wanted to read for you. I did cut and paste quickly from Al-Mughni. يقول Ibn Qudama رحمه الله. First, before I read to you what Ibn Qudama said, let you know it is the opinion of the majority of the ulama, including the Shafi'i. The Ahnaf, they only said whatever time, meaning if she becomes piwa Asr, then she prays Asr. She doesn't pray Dhuhr. And if she becomes piwa Isha, she does not pray Maghrib with it. She does not combine them. Al-Hanabila, and yani this is the Al-Rajih, this is the opinion of Al-Hanabila. The later ones, like Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, and prior to him, like Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and the Uthaymeen, they said she prays just the time that she becomes piwa. But let's read what Al-Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah said Al-Mughni. Here he said, إذا طهرت الحائض قبل أن تغيب الشمس صلت الظهر والعصر. He said, if الحائض becomes pure before sunset, يعني before Maghrib, that means within the time of Asr, she prays الظهر والعصر.
وإن طهرت قبل أن يطلع الفجر صلت المغرب والعشاء.
Look, if she becomes pure before the Fajr, she prays Maghrib and Isha. يعني within the time after Adhan al-Isha till Adhan al-Fajr, she combined them both. She combined them both.
لما روي عن الأثرم وابن المنذر وغيرهم وغيرهما. It is what it's been narrated from Al-Athram and Ibn al-Munzir and others. بإسنادهم, their narration to عبد الرحمن بن عوف,
the great companion, that was his opinion,
رضي الله عنه, وعبد الله بن عباس,
and عبد الله بن عباس,
أنهما قالا في الحائض تطهر قبل طلوع الفجر بركعة تصلي المغرب والعشاء. They both said in the حائض, when she becomes pure before
Al-Fajr with one rak'ah. يعني if she has one rak'ah before Fajr, she has the opportunity of one rak'ah,
she prays Al-Maghrib والعشاء. فإذا طهرت قبل أن تغرب الشمس, and if she becomes pure before sunset, يعني before Maghrib time, she prays الظهر والعصر جميعا.
She prays الظهر والعصر together. So we conclude from this, my respected brothers and sisters, that we follow the opinion. This is the madhab al-hanabila on this. Also majority of the ulama on this. Also because it is the narration of the great companions of Abdurrahman ibn Auf and Ibn Abbas. And from the later ulama, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz. Also that was his fatwa about that. Here he said, Ibn al-Munzir rahimahullah, he said, he mentioned some of the ulama. Why I'm mentioning this? Just to transcend a little bit over just opinions so we can see the ulama, how they make tarjih. See here how the ulama, for example, it's the opinion of whom? Tawus wa Nakhi. Tawus is the student of the companion. And Nakhi, Mujahid, student of Ibn Abbas. Az-Zuhri, Rabi'a bin Abi Abdurrahman, Malik ibn Anas. All those, Malik ibn Anas, of course. Imam Malik, Walayth ibn Sa'd, he's equal to Imam al-Shafi'i, and al-Shafi'i, and Ahmad bin Hanbal, Abu Thawr. Abu Thawr is unknown to many, but he was one of the great ulama. Wa Ishaq ibn Rahawi, which is the companion of Imam Ahmad, and al-Awza'i, also who is Imam Ahlul Sham. So there are many ulama who took this opinion of combining the salat. So when you tell your wife, you should have the confidence to tell your wife that. That to combine the salawat if she became pure. Now, also the reason behind it, the logical reason behind it also, he said, وَلِأَنَّ وَقْتَ الثَّانِيَةِ وَقْتٌ لِلْأُولَى حَالَ الْعُذْرِ. Because the time of the second salat, which is the asr or the isha, is the time of the first salat at the time of excuse. You see? The time of the excuse here, meaning if you're traveling, you didn't pray Dhuhr, you said, I'll pray Asr and Dhuhr on the way. So the time of Dhuhr, when you intended to travel and not to pray Dhuhr, for example, or you're traveling on the way, the Dhuhr time came, and then you intended to pray Asr combined with the Dhuhr, to pray Dhuhr combined with the Asr, to pray Dhuhr combined with the Asr, the time for Dhuhr when it happened, no, at the time of Asr, ya akhi. Khalas, that means the time of it when? Because he said here exactly, وَلِأَنَّ وَقْتَ الثَّانِيَةِ وَقْتٌ لِلْأُولَى حَالَ الْعُذْرِ. The timing of the second one is the timing for the first one at the time of excuse. When you're traveling, you combined Dhuhr and Asr. طيب. وَقْتُ الثَّانِيَةِ, the time of the Asr is actually the time of the Dhuhr for you at the time of excuse. And she is excused or not, that's why the same timing for her. طيب. And here he said, فَإِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْمَعْذُورُ لَزِمَهُ فَرْضُهَا كَمَا يَلْزَمُهُ فَرْضُ الثَّانِيَةِ كَمَا يَلْزَمُهُ فَرْضُ الثَّانِيَةِ. He said, if al-ma'thur, يعني the excused person, have adrak al-fard, has يعني reached the time of fard, he has to do it as he has to do the obligation for the second one. يعني he has to do the first one as he has to do the second one. Because she's from Ahlul A'dhar or not. She's from the ones with excuse or not.
since you come as a person with excuse, then when you come piwa in the second time of the salat, the second salat, you have to pray the first salat. If you're traveling, one more time, so it's sing sing. One more time. If you're traveling and you decided to pray Asr with Dhuhr, combine at the time of Asr. So when is the time of Dhuhr for you? At the time of Asr. Same thing. Pay attention to this. If you're sleeping, say you're sleeping and you slept for Salat of Dhuhr and you wake up after the Dhuhr, wake up Asr time. When is the time of Dhuhr for you? At the time of Asr. That's what it is. Are you from Ahlul A'dhar? Yes, you are a person from the people of excuse. And since she is from Ahlul A'dhar, she takes the same ruling of Ahlul A'dhar. You know what is Ahlul A'dhar? The people of excuse, whether traveling, sleeping, forgotten, mistaken. If you've forgotten Salat of Dhuhr altogether, you got so busy and you totally forgotten. And then you remembered 4 o'clock, which is 40 minutes after Asr. So, I haven't prayed Dhuhr. So when is the time? Right there and then. طيب. Now, why the Ahnaf, rahimahumullah, they say she only prays only the time of the Salat? Al-Ahnaf, rahimahumullah, they have a different manat, different thing. Because they do not combine as the Jumhur combined. What they have is Al-Jam'u Suri. What is Al-Jam'u Suri? If you're traveling, they say, you wait till the end of Dhuhr. What time is Asr today? Adhan al-Asr, let's say 10 past 3. They wait till about 5 past 3 and they, Allahu Akbar, Salat al-Dhuhr starts, they pray Dhuhr. By the time they finish Dhuhr, there's only 1 or 2 minutes, or maybe the Asr started. As long as they get one rak'ah before Adhan al-Asr. Then they pray Asr and they move on. Because they pray the delay to the end and the Asr to the beginning. You see, that's what they do, the Ahnaf. They do not have such a thing called praying in the time outside the time that is prescribed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why they said she prays at that time. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and Ibn al-Uthaymeen, they said, how can we obligate her about salat that passed? She's only obligated with the time that came on her. But we say the correct opinion and according to majority of the ulama and the companions, that is their fatwa. And we'll follow their fatwa to the companions. If we do not have a clear dalil from the Quran and Sunnah, it suffices us that big majority of the ulama and also the qiyas that she is from Ahlul A'dhar. The point is clear. As for the one that she becomes impure in the state of menses or nufasa, postnatal bleeding, at the time of a salat, meaning Adhan al-Dhuhr, cold, and then her height came and she did not get the chance to pray it, according to the madhab, she has to repeat that salat, which is, this is the opinion of Imam Ahmad. He said, يُعْجِبُنِي أَن تَعِيد. I like it for her to repeat. What it means, I like it, yani she needs to repeat. You have to notice something, that Imam Ahmad, our piety, the Salaf, specifically Imam Ahmad and others, they used to dislike saying haram and halal. So they do not say about things haram and halal, which is they leave it for Allah. That's why Imam Ahmad, if there is something, there is no clear dalil on the Quran Sunnah, but he believes it's haram, he said, inni akrahu. Akrahu, I dislike it. According to the modern ulama, makruh is disliked. Yani you can do it, you don't get a sin, but if you abandon it or you don't do it, you get reward. That is the makruh. According to the early generations, makruh means haram, according to us. That's why if you get too smart and you don't understand the terminology of Imam Ahmad and those terminologies, you change the sharia as you like. You come out with something totally different. That's why لِكُلِّ فَنِّ مُصْطَلَحْ وَمَنْ تَكَلَّمَ فِي غَيْرِ فَنِّهِ أَتَى بِالْعَجَائِبِ, as the ulama say. For every art, fun, science, fiqh, hadith, every madhab has its own terminology. And if you speak in a science that you're not expert in, you come with wonders. Yani someone who's a jahil in the terminologies of hadith and terminologies of ulama, he'll make a hadith weak authentic and authentic weak. Why? Because he understands the terminology according to what he likes. Imam Ahmad used to call what we call today hasan, he used to call it da'if. Huh? حسن لغيره and حسن لذاته. He used to call them ضعيف. If you take it on his opinion when he used to say, hadith al-da'if is better than qiyas, people think hadith da'if, which is dead da'if, or fabricated or dead da'if, and they use it. No, ya akhi, when he used to say, yani, he's talking about the hasan, which is in later generation of the muhaddithin, they brought up this terminology that did not exist in the early generation. So we have to be careful. These are, each alim had his own terminologies, so it has to be studied thoroughly before we open the books of madhahib. For not anyone who read an article or a small book, he think himself, يعني مقاماتٌ في العلم. طيب. So, he said, يعجبني أن تعيد. I like her to repeat. And Ishaq also the same thing. And so, الشعبي والنخعي وقتادة, all those from the tabi'een and Imam Ahmad and Ishaq, they were on that opinion that she has to repeat that salat. She has to repeat what? That salat. The brother is asking, when she combined the salat, does she pray for Dhuhr and for Asr? I want you to distinguish between two things. Combining and shortening. Shortening not allowed except for traveling. The illa of shortening is the traveling. The illa of combining is hardship. When there is hardship, you can combine. Sometimes you don't need to be traveling, but you end up combining the salat. We'll talk about it in the chapter of salat. What do you mean combined? For Dhuhr, for Asr, three Maghrib, for Isha. طيب. Extreme rain, difficulty, and you in the masjid, you can pray with the Imam, not in your house, with the Imam, three Maghrib and four Isha at the Maghrib time. This is for people so they don't have to come back for Salatul Isha if it is a lot of rain and extreme rain. It's Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We'll talk about that in detail. So, but differentiate between combining and shortening. There is no shortening unless you are traveling. That's the only time you are allowed to shorten. طيب. Now we move to chapter of postnatal bleeding. النفاس. النفاس. يقول رحمه الله باب النفاس وهو الدم الخارج بسبب الولادة. Postnatal bleeding. Postnatal bleeding is the blood that a woman experiences after giving birth. Here he said, Rahimahullah, وَحُكْمُهُ حُكْمُ الْحَيْضِ فِيمَا يُحِلُّ وَيُحَرِّمْ يُوجِبُ وَيُسْقِطُ. He said, its ruling are that of the ruling of menstruation. Here in the translation, he did not continue the sentence. I'll continue it for you. فِيمَا يُحِلُّ, يعني whatever halal in menstruation is halal in, whatever halal in menstruation is halal in the postnatal bleeding. Whatever is haram, وَيُحَرِّمُ, whatever is haram in the menstruation is haram in the postnatal bleeding. Whatever it obligates, whatever the hayd obligates, the postnatal bleeding obligates. Whatever is yusqit, drops from obligations, and whatever a'mal, the deeds she does at the time of hayd, whatever it drops like the salat, and the siyam and so on, the postnatal bleeding does the same thing. Here, rahimahullah, he said, وَأَكْثَرُهُ أَرْبَعُونَ يَوْمًا. The maximum duration of it is 40 days. Maximum. طيب, why here we limited 40 days? And the others we did not limit 40 days. Here he said, الدليل that أمّ سلمة رضي الله عنها, أم سلمة رضي الله عنها, she said, كانت النفساء تجلس على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 40 يوما. النفساء used to تجلس, sits, meaning like the حائض, 40 يوما, and at the time of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم 40 days. So after the 40 days, let's say she kept on bleeding, what happens? Istihada ruling. Ghusl, and back to normal, she takes upon the ruling of mustahada, and that's it. This is how it is. طيب. And this hadith sort of, حسنه النووي and other ulama, they said it is حسن, يعني الإمام البخاري يعني رحمه الله يعني سمعوا لك النووي he hasan this hadith and from different shawahid to it. طيب, so it is used in this regard and it is used in the madhhab al-Hanbali. One of the principles of the madhhab al-Hanbali that if hadith is hasan or narration is hasan, it is better than the qiyas. That's why this is the adopted madhhab in Hanbali madhhab. This is the adopted opinion in Hanbali madhhab. طيب, it is narrated by Ahmad, Abu Dawud, and Tirmidhi. وَلَا حَدَّ لِأَقَلِّهِ. Here he said, and there is no limit for its minimum. There is no limit for its minimum. Before I go into that, Al-Imam Tirmidhi, by the way, about the issue of 40 days, he said, أَجْمَعَ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ وَالتَّابِعِينَ وَمَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ على أن النفساء تضع الصلاة 40 يوما إلا أن ترى الطهر قبل ذلك فإنها تغتسل وتصلي. إمام الترمذي رحمه الله said, it is a consensus amongst the people of knowledge from the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and their students, the تابعين and the ones after them, that النفساء abandons the صلاة 40 days except that she sees طهر before that, يعني purity. Then she make ghusl and she prays. So that narration is supported by that what here he mentioned, the ijma' of the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now there is a point, it is amongst some sisters, unfortunately, some sisters, they yani ignorant of this, they believe she has to remain without salat 40 days, regardless whether she's pure or not pure. She has 5 kids. Some women get pure after 10 days. 30 days without salat. You time that by 5, 150. Then you time them by 5, 750 salat. She comes on the day of judgment in a great state of loss. And there is an ignorance that is not excused, especially if Ahlul Ilmi are phone call away. She is prepared to search Google and Mobile and Tutel and every single search engine if she wants a cheap jumper. But for that, she's not even bothered to make a phone call to a sheikh or a knowledgeable person or get her husband to call a sheikh. Huh? Pay attention. It is not 40 days if she sees the tahr. It is being narrated. Imam Ahmad, he says, if she sees the purity after 1 hour, she becomes pure, she carves a ghusl and prays, and that's it. طيب. ولا حد لأقله, which is this what we say. ولا حد لأقله, and there is no limit for its minimum. لأن النفاس إنما يكون بوجود الدم. النفاس is there when the blood is there. So when the woman gives birth and there is no blood, then there is no nifas. There is no blood, and that means there is no nifas, and she has a shower, ghusl, and pray. And as it's been mentioned, the ijma' of the sahaba and the tabi'een and who after them, what the Tirmidhi says, rahimahullah, that as soon as she sees the purity, she taghtasil wa tusalli. She has a ghusl and she prays. And she has no excuse after that. طيب. Here, rahimahullah, he said, وَمَتَى رَأَتِ الطُّهْرَ اِغْتَسَلَتْ وَهِيَ طَاهِرٌ. He said, when she sees the signs of purity, she should do ghusl, and she should be, and she will be considered to be piwa. طيب. And she is considered to be piwa. That's it. Once she sees the purity, what are the signs of purity? The white discharge or yellow discharge, it depends on the color, or the complete dryness, khalas. She goes and she prays like normal. طيب. Here the Shaykh suggested, rahimahullah, and listen what he says. وَإِنْ عَادَ فِي مُدَّةِ الْأَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا فَهُوَ نِفَاسٌ أَيْضًا. He said, if the blood returns within the 40 days, it is considered to be nifas. So if it comes back, it is nifas. She tajlis. She does not pray, fast, and she stops. So she targets 40 days. We say from the time of bleeding until 40 days. Anytime she gets the blood, then she is at the state of nifas. Here we have a couple of points. If the woman has a miscarriage or an abortion or ectopic pregnancy where they need to remove the fetus, all of that, sometimes she bleeds. Is it considered nifas or not? Let's see what Ahlul Ilm say. Is this embryo, fetus, Janin, has the creation of an insan, of a human, and he has completed 80 days, then she is in the state of nifas. Meaning, first, you count 80 days from the time of pregnancy. And what comes out has a look of a human, yani already developed as a human, where you can distinguish the face, the hands and the feet. Then, whatever blood comes out, she is a nifasa. And if she has a miscarriage and has no signs of a human, or before 80 days, she's not considered nufasa. Because the blood that comes before that time is the blood of irq, like the mustahada. Blood of what? Irq, like the mustahada. طيب. So she takes the ruling of al-mustahada. So again, so we can summarize it. If she aborts that, or has a miscarriage, that baby or that fetus or that embryo, if it is over 80 days, if it is over 80 days and has the look of human, then the blood that comes out is the blood of nifas. If before 80 days or slash does not have the shape of a human, then it is not blood of nifas, it's the blood of irq, vein, and then she takes the ruling of the mustahada. Now what about the caesarean? If a woman has a caesarean, anything that comes of blood from the caesarean, it is the blood of nifas. Caesarean, it is blood of nifas. As I said, as long it is reached the 80 days and has a shape of a human, regardless whether it is done caesarean or normal birth, any blood that comes out takes the ruling of a blood of nifas. And by this, we have finished the chapter of menses. Next week, inshallah, we will be talking about the chapter of salat. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. The lesson today was short a bit, but that's all right. Yani, bit here, bit there. Naam. The ruling of a woman, the brother is asking, look, this, yes, we finished early, maybe we'll take question and answers, and we can fill in the time with the question and answers. The brother is asking, what is the ruling on a woman that she gets her menses at the time of salat? Even if she hasn't finished her salat, yeah, if she gets her menses in the salat, she repeats that salat. She has to repeat that salat, whether she is inside the salat or outside the salat, but in the time of salat and she hasn't prayed the salat, she has to repeat that salat.
Is it the same ruling as when she has to make up that, for example, let's say she gets out at dhuhr time, that she has to pray dhuhr and asr?
No. If she gets her menses dhuhr, she only prays zuhr. She doesn't pray the zuhr and the asr.
When she comes pure, she has to read it.
Naam.
Say she gets her menstruation throughout the salat.
What salat?
Say she was dhuhr at the end and halfway through, and then she missed it. Alright.
She repeat only the dhuhr.
Yeah, but when she comes pure, when she becomes pure,
she when she comes pure, she prays the dhuhr. Yeah. As soon as she becomes pure, even at Isha time, she prays the dhuhr that she missed. She prays Maghrib and Isha. Alright? So if a woman get her menses Dhuhr time, she didn't pray Salat of Dhuhr. Now she owes Salat of Dhuhr. She became piwa after 7 days Salat al-Isha. She has a ghusl. She prays Dhuhr, Maghrib, Isha. ظهر that she missed. مغرب and عشاء. نعم. دم عرق يعني blood of a vine is exactly like دم الاستحاضة. محمد. Yes, yes, whatever. When once she becomes pure, once she becomes pure, everything is allowed. As I said, تركوا هلا أنزل بده. Any question? تفضل يا أخي. Please, شباب. Please, please.
If it's in Ramadan and she gets it just before. No,
the brother is asking if she gets her menses after Adhan al-Maghrib in Ramadan. Does she have to repeat the day? No. If the Adhan say Allah and she gets her menses, khalas. The day, she won the day. If 2 seconds before he says Allah, bad luck, she has to repeat the day. At the time, or the radio station, these days the radio stations fulfills. Yes. Now, any other question? Tayyib, it looks like there is no more question. 16 to 17 lessons just in the chapter of purity. And this is, we're not going in depth. You want to go in depth, you can go 50 lessons in chapter of purity. Now.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.